This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Israeli-born violinist Yitzhak Perlman has performed with every major orchestra and in recitals and festivals around the world. He's won 16 Grammy Awards, 4 Emmys, and a Presidential Medal of Freedom. Sunday evening, Perlman performs at UAB's Alice Stevens Center. He recently spoke with WBHM's Michael Crowell about his career and whether classical music is still relevant today. They begin with Perlman's earliest memories of music.
Well, earliest memory of music was in Israel when I was like 3, listening to the radio, because that's all we had at that time. You're talking about 1949, something like that, 48, 49. And so all the entertainment that we had there, where there was obviously no TV or anything like that at that moment. So all I heard was the music that my parents, you know, put on the radio. And we only basically had one station or two stations at most. So I remember listening to violin music at that time.
You appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1958, which essentially launched your career. Did you have any idea of the magnitude of that broadcast and the impact it would have on you?
No, I actually heard about him in Israel, and people were saying, you know, this is the guy who is, you know, the number one show on TV and so on and so forth. It's because that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to have an Israeli show. It was like national auditions in Israel. Then he came for the finals. And so I assumed that this was something really big.
I've heard your sound described as huge, powerful, rich, sweet, even buttery. How do you produce this tone?
That's a good question, and I can't tell you. I suppose it's what you have, what you hear. There are two things about sound. You know, first of all, there's the quality of the sound, and then there is technically how you produce the sound. So certain things with a bow and with the right hand, with the left hand, and so on, involves, that's from a purely technical point of view. But the actual quality of a sound is something that's inexplicable. You know, it's something that the player hears, and then they just go for that kind of sound. So when somebody says, how do you make your sound? And I say, well, I just play, and, you know, what comes out is something that I hear.
What do you see as classical music's role?
It's the soul of society. Without music, we would not be the kind of society that we are, you know. And the thing is that I don't really have to campaign for why music is important, because music is, and classical music has been with us for a long, long time. Classical music has a great track record. Sometimes people say, well, what do you think these days? You know, there's problems, you know, orchestras have financial problems. That's part of the deal, but I think that we will continue.
As it relates to your career in music, the best piece of advice you've ever received would be what?
Be yourself. I give this advice to everybody, you know, be yourself. When you work, don't look at other people. Just look at what you want to accomplish. This is kind of advice to students. Sometimes they come to me and they say, you know, how do I know that I'm doing well? So-and-so is playing this piece, and so-and-so is playing this piece, and I'm only playing that piece. And I just say, just have kind of blinders, you know. You do the best work that you do, and if you have the talent, you will accomplish. So I suppose that that's the kind of advice I got somehow.
Violinist Yitzhak Perlman speaking with WBHM's Michael Crowell. Perlman performs Sunday night at UAB's Alice Stevens Center. You can hear an extended version of this conversation at our website, WBHM.org. One additional note, UAB's Alice Stevens Center is a sponsor of WBHM, although WBHM's business and news departments operate separately.